You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Hello, everyone. I'm like telling her to go and whatever. So anyway, welcome, welcome. I'm your host, Mackenzie Fain, and I have with me...
Mama Fain.
Mama Lee. We're doing Mama Lee. We're sticking with Mama Lee.
Oh my gosh, yes, that's true.
Okay, well, Teen Mom 2, Season 9, Episode 18, it is called Family Portrait, which we understand why. It fits perfectly. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I'm really not too sure about the names that they give these shows, episodes, but this one works. Yeah, a lot of stuff going on with some people, but overall, what did you think of the episode?
I thought it was good. I thought we saw some good stuff to update with what happened with Janelle.
Oh, yeah.
You know, a little back story, which I didn't know was coming.
Mm-mm.
I thought it was overall good. Very good.
Yeah. So I guess we'll jump right into it, like I always say. We start with Leah and all this craziness with Addie. So Addie's throat closes up mysteriously in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
Like, huge. The pictures were huge. Her throat was huge. She got tested for strep, not strep. She didn't have a fever. She was completely fine. It just hurt when she swallowed. Jeremy drives home 3 hours, which... was really sweet, but it's like obviously kind of to me that you'd do that.
Yeah, definitely. But how they got along in the truck
was so cute. Yeah.
So, they have a really good reputation. They have a really good reputation together, good rapport together, you know?
Yeah.
And they're cute.
Yeah, they really
and
are.
And Addie loved it. She was eating the whole thing up. She loved it.
Yeah. But at this one point, Addie's like taking this huge bite of this banana in the back seat. I'm like, girl, this is not going to help your case at all right now.
It's funny.
And then, so Jeremy gets in the car after he drove back. And, you know, Lee is just telling him about the whole night and, you know, whatever. And we hear that they have some bad family history with, like, lymphoma and things like that. Mm-hmm. So, of course, they're all up in arms, which rightfully so. Oh, yeah. But he gets in the car, and he's just like, yeah, when you told me that, I died. And she's like, how'd you die last night, Dad? How'd you die? He's like, no, honey, it's a saying. She's like, yeah, but I want to know, like, how did you die? Tell me about it. He's like, tell you about it? Okay.
That
was so funny. I guess so. They go to the hospital. They do blood work that they're not going to get back for a couple days. And also, like, spoiler alert, we don't find even out what's going on with her.
Oh,
yeah. But we do know that Addie made all the doctors laugh. Like,
yeah, she would. She's awesome. I think she needs her own little show.
Yeah.
Definitely does.
Or just like an, I would love to see like an episode of just them follow her around.
Yeah, exactly.
Or actually not follow her around, more like watch from a distance, because I feel like she would act different. Like, okay, follow me. But I guess that's how she is. But anyway. Yeah. So Leah and the girls stay at Jeremy's house that night, just to be closer to the hospital. Addie wanted to arrange, Mommy, you sleep here. Daddy, you sleep here. Like, Gracie, you sleep over there, whatever. So she was just loving it, which was really nice because, you know, Leah was saying her sister was on the phone with her and she's having this whole conversation. The sister's like, like, nothing happened, blah. She's like, no, nothing really did happen. Nothing really happened, but nobody wanted to leave her. He didn't want to leave her. I didn't want to leave her. Yeah. So we just, you know, stayed as a family, which is so nice.
Yeah, I mean, really, even if you're certainly not going to do something then while you have a sick child or, you know, worried about this little girl, that your daughter, so I don't think that would have happened anyway.
Yeah.
Not the time.
No, but it would have been nice, like a nice little just, like, kiss, like, oh.
I know, but they got to lead up to it.
I know. I don't know. But yeah, so we don't even find out what's wrong with her, which is so scary. But she's like completely fine. The girl's like,
oh, that's right. I'm thinking, well, we'll find out next episode. There's no next episode.
Yeah, I didn't even realize, you guys, that this is the finale. Like, preparing you. Because it's just like, wham, here you go. And then at the end, I'm like, wham, it's the reunion next week. Which, I love the reunions.
Yeah.
To me, I think I get, like, the most information out of the reunions. You see, you know, Dr. Drew. Sometimes I wish he'd, like, dive deeper. Sometimes I wish he'd pull back. But,
yeah.
You know. But I love the reunion, so I'm really excited for that. But yeah, so hopefully she'll, I'm sure Leah will tell us. There's nothing happened on social media.
Exactly.
So. But we move on to Brianna, who let Nova go visit Devon for the first time. And at first it was just supposed to be like going over there for a little while, hanging out while she was at work, and Devon was going to bring her back later. Mm-hmm. But when she was at work, Nova FaceTimed her and was like, I want to sleep over. And she was like, you gotta get going home. And she's like, no, I really want to stay. And so she let her sleep over.
That's great. Yeah. I mean, it's really great that that's how Nova felt. She mm-hmm. was comfortable. She had a great time. And, you know, I'm really happy for her that, and for Devon, that he got that extra time with her.
Yeah.
You know?
They both seemed, like, so elated when they walked in the door the next day. Like, they were just so cool. Like, she was so excited.
Love it.
Like, she walked in the door, and all, like, the mom, the sister, and Brianna were like, ah! Like, woo! You did it! It was just so cute. Yeah. And Stella missed her, wobbled over.
wobbled over.
But it was really, it was so cute, and it was so cool that... And one of the things Brianna did say was that she's like, I'm glad it was, you know, spontaneous mm-hmm. because I probably wouldn't have.
Right. She wouldn't have. They would have had a whole big three of them talking it out. Not a good idea, you know.
Maybe we should wait. Let's think about this. Yeah.
But the thing is now, Devon has been showing up. He has been doing his fatherly duties, you know. And so he, in their eyes, earned that. You know, they might be a little, the three of them together, I think for the most part, they're right about everything, but they don't, what I'm trying to say is, so Lewis isn't there at all.
No.
He hasn't earned any of that. I think it's there, those three, you know, up to them to also, they're very cold to Lewis. Not that he doesn't deserve it, but if you really want such a relationship with your daughter, you need to pull back on that. And why is he going to show up? Why is he going to want his
time
there?
Yeah, but I don't think they're that cold to him. Like, when they're around, I think, I haven't seen her, like, even I commented on the first meeting with Lewis and Stella, or Brianna and Stella with Lewis. I was like, wow, she is really nice. Like, that's your daddy. Look at your daddy. Yeah. Go to your daddy. And Roxanne inviting him to this, like, and texting him, keeps texting him about it. Do you want to come? We'd love you to have, you know. I don't know. I don't think they're, like...
I don't know. I can just imagine, you know, how they are.
Yeah.
I mean, they show tidbits of it, but...
I know exactly what you're talking about, and I feel that with them, but I don't think that is... For me, it's not an excuse for Lewis. Like... It doesn't even touch upon for me, like, what, I don't think that has anything to do, because it's, you know, all they're saying is about the kid, come, we want you to come hang out with her, come get to know her, and then you can take her.
Right.
Like, that nobody, you know, it was through the pregnancy, newborn, the baby got sick, like, he was never there.
Right.
I think they're just, like, getting fed up, like. Like, she was in this. I mean, it's not we'll go through it, but it's not a shocker that he doesn't show up to the photo shoot. And she's like, I'm done. I'm cutting him off. Like, I'm going to speak to a lawyer. I'm so done with him. Like,
speak to a lawyer and then give up half of your rights.
No, I think she wants to, like, go through that and see if there's anything else she can do, she's saying. But, But they're getting ready for the photo shoot. They all look so cute. Mm-hmm. Their outfits, I thought they looked so nice together. And Nova is so beautiful.
She really is.
Her hair, they did her hair so nice. Yeah. At first, I was like, oh my God, this girl, like, none of them must know about her kind of hair. And then I realized the sister has super curly hair like that. Yeah, Brianna, or Brittany. But yeah, Roxanne texting Lewis. To come, and then she's like, yeah, I even texted him about, you know, the importance of him coming to the photo shoot and what it would mean in years and now,
and he had to work. He could possibly come.
Well, she said, I really wish that he would have made this sacrifice.
Yeah, he should have.
It was for him. Uh-huh. It honestly, I think it was probably for him more than it was even for Stella, because I feel like that. I don't know.
Sure.
But, oh my God, Devon and Nova's pictures together.
So beautiful. I love the one where they're hugging.
Oh my God, I swear this is like a Gap ad.
Yes.
They looked so perfect.
Right.
He was so cute. She was like, oh my God, it was so great. I like had chills watching them because you can tell like the
bond between them. She's really comfortable. And it's great.
Looking back on like when she was a baby, all that he went through, like I don't really know too much about like him and like his struggles and stuff, but it always just seemed like the poor guy was beaten up. To me, it always seemed like that. I don't know, but and then the pictures of Stella or Nova smiling and doing cartwheels and Stella's throwing a fit in the background, like those were so priceless. I'm so glad that everybody made like that, you know, understood that that would be great to have shots of.
Oh, yeah. And Stella looks just like Lewis in a lot.
I know.
She does.
I know.
I mean, she's adorable because she's a girl version.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And but yeah, she looks a lot like him.
It's crazy. Mm-hmm. I don't really see Nova in Brianna either that much.
I don't either, but I don't really see, like, I look at Stella and I'm like, oh my gosh, she looks just like.
Yeah. I know that Nova looks like Devon, but she's just so beautiful. Like, everything about her.
Yeah, she really is.
So pretty. So, yeah, then Brianna's just like, I'm done. Lewis doesn't even show up. We see the text, doesn't even text Roxanne back.
Ugh.
I want that guy to get his like rights taken away so badly. That's probably bad of me to say, but like there's no reason.
I know, and you know what the thing is? He knows he's on camera. He knows this is all happening and that the world of Teen Mom 2 viewers is gonna know what a loser he is.
Yeah, and I mean, I guess on a smaller scale, it makes you think of the type of person that will cheat on a pregnant girl, the girlfriend. Yeah. Like, what are you doing? People are going to find out. People are going to know.
Right. Right. You can't hide it.
Stupidness. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. But the pictures were beautiful. So great. I'm so glad they do them. They make me want to go do like indoor ones like that with just the white background with like my family.
Yeah. I love when they have the outfits like that, you know?
Mm-hmm. Like, really simple, but, like, yeah. So we move on to Chelsea, who we find out there's nothing wrong with her heart monitor. There's nothing wrong with her heart, which is really great news, but she just thinks she's crazy, which is sad.
I know.
Because she's not. But Cole and Aubrey go to the father-daughter dance, which was so cute for, like, the fourth year in a row, with no Adam interruption. Thank God. So Randy, Chelsea's dad, comes and stays with her while they go because she just can't. She's having a rough time.
Yeah. Well, she has anxiety anyway.
Yeah.
And then to have this top it off, you know, is it's a lot.
Yeah.
And she's not handling it very well.
No, not at all. But it was so funny. Aubrey's getting ready and Aubrey's like, yeah, I just have to go downstairs and get something and I just have to get something else really quick before we... And Chelsea goes, no, you don't need to go downstairs and put a bra on. And she's like, how do you know? And she's like, I'm your mom. I know. She goes, because the straps will show in this dress. Because the dress had, like, two straps like this.
Uh-huh.
So the one, like, bra strap would show. She's like, How'd you know that? I was going to go down there. And she's like, because I'm your mom. I know that you were going to go.
That's so funny.
It was so funny. But, yeah, her anxiety is still just such a problem, and she wants medication. Like, her dad was even like, what about some yoga or meditation? Like, why don't... She's like, nothing's going to help. It's just too, it's too severe.
What is it about her that she just wants to jump into the medication?
I don't know.
Like,
but...
most people, I don't know most people, I'm lying, but but I'm like, I mean, you would think your first thought is the healthy way to do it. You know, I mean, to jump in with medication, maybe she just not, maybe she knows she's not strong enough and she really needs that, you know, because it's not. Like, yoga is not going to be a quick fix.
Well, that's what I was just going to say. Maybe she's the type of person that just needs a quick fix. Like,
yeah, but it's somebody, hope, you know, she needs.
Yeah, and I mean, if she talked to the doctor about it, there's nothing really she can take while she's nursing.
Yeah.
And she gains weight with the other stuff that she could have maybe took, I guess. And she's like, I don't want to gain that, gain weight, all that weight. Again, it's going to make me have anxiety even more.
Mm-hmm.
So, but she just says, like, bottom line, I feel completely out of control, which is so scary. She says she can't even drive, barely.
Anxiety's bad.
Yeah. I like, you. It just is such a perfect situation of, like, one little trigger. Like, not that it's little at all,
no,
this robbery.
Right.
But, like, one thing can just trigger you to, like,
yeah,
kind of spiral in a way.
Absolutely.
And... I don't know. I hope she can just find a way to do it in a healthy way.
I know. I hope so, too. I mean, we've seen her on social media. I mean, but anxiety is, you could take a minute away,
mm-hmm,
you know, to take a picture with a smile on your face and it doesn't mean anything, but...
I just think they should move. I think maybe, like, what does it matter for them?
It's not going to matter.
No.
Her anxiety is not going to go away, just like you said, when it first happened. Because they have everything they need now, you know? They have the security system. It's all about her working on her therapy and, you know,
anxiety. I just wonder if, like, a blank slate will... I know it's not going to, like, take everything away, but maybe, like...
It may for a second, for a minute, for, you know, but...
We'll give her that, like, oomph to, like, start, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, but you can't keep doing that. She's going to have another episode and another episode.
How many people are going to break into her house?
No, because something else happens.
Uh-huh.
You get into a car accident or, you know what I mean? You have bad news.
Oh,
your kid
that's
is
true.
Sick.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Something in life is going to happen.
That's going to shake you and you need to be able
right.
to
you need
bounce
to,
back.
She needs to fix herself, not fix her surroundings.
I'm breathing so heavy into this mic, I feel like. I'm like,
back off.
So we move on to Kale, who is, she has this little conversation with Isaac and Lincoln in the beginning. And Isaac's just saying, like, well, you were two when you started working on TV, right? And
well,
she was like,
two.
I was too, yeah, when you started working on TV, right? And she's like, yeah, I got this job when I was pregnant with you, actually. You are why I got this job, like, which is so funny to think about, but it's so true.
And what's so funny is that it never occurred to me that he doesn't know why cameras are following him.
Yeah.
Like, he has no idea. And on maybe the other kids, you know? Or it's just funny. I never thought about that. I figured they knew.
They grew up. Yeah, they were born. Imagine, like, cameras just, you
like,
know,
this
one,
is your norm.
Two, three, 4 years old, 5 years old. Like, they're always around.
Right. It's your norm. It doesn't, it means whatever.
That's so funny.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I mean, the other kids, even more so. But, like, how do you explain that? Like, I got on TV because I got pregnant so young with you.
And I don't want you to do the same thing. But I want a TV show.
And we've been doing it for 10 years about when I got pregnant with you 10 plus years ago. Like, so weird. But her sister has the baby. I predicted that they were going to have a falling out, but it wasn't true, which is great. Baby Blakely.
Blakely.
Blig long name.
Blakely.
Blakely.
Blakely. I don't know that. Like, I don't know anybody that name. I was thinking Blake Lively because it's Blakely.
Blakely. But yeah, you know what was interesting? That she said she's not going to tell the boys about the baby cousin.
So weird.
Like, I just didn't understand, like, what's the point of not? Like, her point to not is, what's the point if they're not going to have any, like, really, like, they're not, they don't know, I don't talk about them enough, they don't really have a relationship.
Then talk about them.
Yeah, what? Then so you want to introduce them when she's 5 years old and he's 15?
Exactly. Now we know why there's such a coldness between them. You know, it's really up to Kale more. I mean, she's on this show. You would think, like, think about being the sister. Kale has money. You know, she's on the show. She's popular, whatever. So if the sister keeps trying, it kind of feels like, or would feel like, you're
mooching.
Yes. Thank you. And if Kale's not bringing it up to her own kids and not talking, it's so silly that she had this baby shower for her, because it absolutely means nothing.
Nothing.
To her. It was all like a lie just for the show.
I don't think it was. I think she just doesn't know how to keep relationships. I think she really wanted this relationship with her sister, but she doesn't know, like, on FaceTime and have Isaac say hi for a minute. That's how you build that, like, little by little. Oh, yeah, my mom's sister. She always talks to her. She lives in Texas. She just had a baby, my baby. I see my baby cousin Blakely, her picture. She's so cute. Say hi to her on FaceTime. Like, what are you doing? What are you sheltering them from? Your family. They live long distance. That happens.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's crazy.
Maybe she'll come to Lux's birthday party and they'll meet them then, and that'll be really
awkward.
They're going to be like, yeah, who are you? Oh, I'm your cousin. What?
My mom didn't tell me. Yeah, I didn't like that at all.
Yeah, that was really, really odd. I hope that she, like, threw that, because I feel like a lot of people say this. She'll, like, hear that and, like, think about it.
Yeah, or watch the episode back and, wow, I really look ridiculous. I don't know. I don't know if she'll do that, but...
I don't know.
Or her sister calls her after she sees the episode.
Why are you not telling your kids? Well, they both seem like they just are not very family-oriented.
They're not.
I don't think they're not family-oriented. I think they don't have the skills to be.
Yeah.
I really do. Because Kale got so excited about this baby. She was feeling the baby's belly, kissing. This is my sister. It's so fun to say I have a sister. Like, when she's in it, she's in it.
Uh-huh,
and she is eating it up. But she just doesn't know, like, what it means to keep a connection. Right. Like, what, like, because she doesn't have any.
Right, exactly.
No wonder it didn't work out with, I mean, not to say that there were other problems, but Joe, yeah. Javi, Chris, like, I'm right, not saying.
She's in the moment.
Yeah.
Kind of a person, you know.
Interesting.
Yeah.
But another funny thing is, with the kids, they were at the dinner table and Isaac said, all right, I'm gonna get up, and she's like, no, wait until, you know, and Lincoln said that Isaac was like, yeah, we're gonna act like rich people and wait until everybody finishes.
So funny.
Act like rich people.
Kinda have money.
Yeah. But they broke ground in April, we found out.
Mm-hmm.
And what? It said it was like a 6-month project, so.
Yeah, soon.
Yeah. School year. All right, so we move on to Janelle, who is Janelling. I was going to say Janelling back from Florida. Mm. Traveling back from Florida. So this conversation was funny to me, because she, like, slipped, in a sense, like, with the David stuff. She, like, slipped, because she was like, sometimes I just think, like, David, shut up. You can express your feelings to me, but not other people.
Right.
David did apologize for threatening and ruining the film. What did you think about that?
I thought...
Filming.
It was just probably to save her from losing her job or losing...
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Income. But the fact that she blames the show for ruining her marriage just shows you she's so warped because...
That's such a good word for it. She really is.
Yeah, because it's your husband that is ruining your career, your livelihood, your... You know what I mean? What are you talking about?
Nathan has said that exact thing from the beginning. He's done nothing to aid her career. No. Nothing to aid her life. Nothing to aid her, help her image. Like, nothing.
And what is she going to do now? There is nothing that she has skills in that can bring her the money that she was making on here. I mean, another MTV.
No, but she has a following. And people are going to be interested in her life. So the ads will keep rolling in. And so she'll get money from those. Like, people do get, like, $10,000 for posting something. I don't know about her, but I know some bloggers
How long? Like,
no, that's true. But I don't think she's that to think about that. Like, no, I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah.
But the conversation with MTV was just insane. She's like, I'm just so upset with how many rules there are. This is effing ridiculous. And then I thought it, she just said, you know, every time, and they're like, oh God, all my, I have so many things I want to say. But let me slow down because there's so much to say. Like, she's blaming MTV about this and they just rebuttal and they're like, you're telling me you don't want to film because you're refusing to film because we're telling you to get on a plane. She's like, but everybody else gets to have their husbands on, and I want my husband. I want to be like, nobody else's husbands are threatening, first of all, or doing the things that he's doing, or getting themselves kicked off anyway.
Right.
Like, you got yourself into this position. How are you blaming anybody else?
Well, he got.
He
got you into that position, and you're mad at everybody else. How does that work? How do you justify that in your own self that...
And you have to think, how many guys has she gone through within the past, like, 10 years? So many guys, so many awful guys, in and out of jail, drug addicts. Not one of them has made risked her career.
Imagine.
Not one of them.
Right.
Some guys in and out of jail, literally strung out on drugs on the show. Like, bad stuff.
Right, exactly.
Nathan punching walls and mirrors and
still they didn't feel like they were in danger.
Yeah.
They do, you know? Like Janelle saying, well, he's not going to.
And that's what's so I loved when Larry, I think it was, the producer, said, well, nobody wants to be there for the first time that something does happen.
Exactly.
And yep. I don't even think she said anything, but that's so true.
Yeah.
If we feel a certain way, I'm going to remove myself. Nobody wants to be there for when it might happen or it's about to happen or it's going to happen.
Right. Like, you get somebody threatens to kill you. I'm going to kill you. All right. But he's not really going to. All right.
Okay. Yeah.
Well,
sure.
I'm going to take a chance and come around because something might trigger him and he might. He's crazy.
Yeah.
He's mentally not stable.
And he, like, he has this, like, facade that he, like, hides behind, but it's, like, breaking through. Like, it's, like, the craziest
thing. Yeah, the more Janelle talks, the more it breaks through, because everybody can read right through her.
Yeah, I mean, also, he's kind of doing it himself, because he's shooting dogs in the middle of the woods and, like, burning.
That's
like,
not any cracks, though. That's so blatant. Like, he's not even waiting for cracks. He's busting right through
he's
and
busting.
Showing you who he is.
Yeah.
Oh.
Kaiser got taken away. From the property.
Son,
from the
she's
land.
Still with him.
Uh-huh.
If your kid gets taken away because of your husband, leave him. Public service announcement. Leave him.
It just goes to show unconditional love do you really have for your son? You're saying you have all this love for your husband, but...
Is she afraid? Because she can't be. I mean, she can be.
I think she's definitely
manipulated.
Afraid. Yes.
All right. Yeah. Manipulated.
Brainwashed.
Brainwashed. Because the way that an abuser talks is that everybody else is wrong.
An abusee or an abuser?
An abuser.
Is that abusee? Is that a...
Well, well, I guess that would be the one getting abused.
Yeah.
Right? They talk like everybody else is wrong. Can't you see? And they know how to pick it apart. Like, they're not letting me tell my story. You know, why do you think I'm mad? Why do you cause it? Just, I'm just saying, you know, it's exactly how it is.
It is exactly how it is.
I'm yeah. right in their house. Like, I feel like I can tell.
I feel like I know a couple of people like that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You need to... Oh, my God. All right. Man down over there. That's so... Yeah. But seriously, like, it is so crazy. She's like, it's so important for my... It's important for my marriage and my family to stay home. She refuses to get on a plane to film because David doesn't want her to.
Right. Right. What are they going to do with no money? I mean, not the money, I guess. What does he do? Does he
nothing.
Do anything?
Nothing.
He has no money coming in.
They're going to be okay for a couple of years. I don't know how smart they are long term because they just, she's had this money rolling in for 10 years now.
Yeah.
She's probably like, I'm such a big celebrity. Everybody wants to know me and my story. Something will come.
Yeah, short term. Sure.
Yeah, that's probably what she's thinking. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so that was really it. Like, that was the finale. That was it. But in my eyes, like I said, I love the reunion so much that I don't think of this as the finale. Yeah, the show ended, but I'm, like, all for the finale. I feel like we're going to learn a lot.
Yeah, hopefully.
They're usually a two-part, two-parter, too.
Nice.
So, we'll see. Okay, so I have some... on the next reunion stuff, and it's just really like tidbits of what people said. There's no really context to where they're coming from.
Okay.
So one of the hosts says to Kale, what's your relationship with Chris right now? She goes, we don't talk. I was humiliated.
Ooh.
Brianna said, I said, F you, disappear from my life.
Oh. Oh, sorry, I'm just really ooing.
And then that's all I have.
But we found out news, or did we, about, what is his name, John? No.
Yeah, what?
Oh, that he got some girl pregnant.
Her boyfriend?
Yeah.
Okay.
I did read that.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, God, you've been coming in here hot with this news.
Yeah, I read it on, like, what's really weird is on Instagram, all these girls have their own, they like, are clickbait in their own stories.
Yeah.
It's so super funny.
You know how much money they get for it?
I know, all right, but still, it's, like, sometimes horrible, like, so.
Like Janelle's?
Yeah, clickbait in our own self. See why my son's been taken away. Yeah. All right, thanks. Right from the horse's mouth. But anyway, so it was that. Brianna finds out that John got a girl pregnant.
That's sad. Because the last time I heard about them, she was like, yeah, let's go get pregnant.
Well, yeah, last episode.
Oh.
So silly.
I thought that was on Instagram. I guess not.
No.
But, all right, well, I'm excited for next week. I'm glad that we, like... This was just such a long season. I just felt like I didn't see any end in sight. And now that we have, like, now that I didn't like it, like, I liked this season. I thought I got a lot, but just coming off of Teen Mom OG for me, like, was yeah. such a banger. Like,
yeah, this June 10th kind of went down.
It did. It did. I mean, there was a lot that we laughed and we liked and we, mm-hmm. you know, whatever, but I'm going to be glad with Janelle gone.
Yeah, I think so.
Because every week, it's just like a wasted spot.
And we have a new girl coming in.
Jade.
Yeah.
Jade from Teen Mom, Young and Pregnant.
Yeah, that'll be good.
And she's, yeah, I like her. So that'll be really good. All right, guys, so stick with us. Next week, we will be right here covering the reunion. So let's laugh together. Let's cry together. Let's... another emotion we can do together. Let's celebrate together.
There you go.
And June 10th, we're going to do Teen Mom OG starting back up. So that's exciting stuff. You can find me on Instagram at Mackenzie Fain. Where can we find you, Mama Lee?
On Instagram at Lee Fain.
There you go. You guys heard it here from the horse's mouth. Have a good one.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first...